Tonight's shir, Simon Reish Tzadi Gimel. Dine Arvis B'motsoi Shabbos. The halachas of Mar B'motsoi Shabbos. Si'if Aleph. Ma'achrin Tfilas Arvis K'dei L'hoisif Mechol Ala Kodesh. Motsoi Shabbos, we delay Davni Marv in order to add from the weekday on to Shabbos. Sivkon Aleph. Ma'achrin V'chulu. Hainu after min hadin. Even though l'halacha. Sagi b'mashiyas akiv milasos malocha ad hazman hamavor b'sif beis. It's sufficient as long as you just don't do any forbidden activity. You don't do malocha until the time that we describe in sif beis. Mikol mokom l'chatchila ra'uy v'nachon v'chein minikol yisrael la'achras ha'tfila. Still, l'chatchila, it is proper and fitting, and that is the minig of klal yisrael, to delay marv as well. Not just not to do malocha until Shabbos is over, but not to daven marav either. Because by delaying marav, you're adding more time from what would have been weekday to the kedusha of Shabbos. Haminig lezamer koyd marav hamizmer elokim yochanenu. There's a minig before marav to say Tehillim, Kapitel Samach Zayin, for oid mizmor, other mizmor, kineska b'sidurim, as mentioned in the siddur. When Tisha B'Av comes out Motzei Shabbos, we do not say these Kapitluch Tehillim. The Oz Ein Zman Chanina, it's not a time to say Elokim Yechanenu, that Hashem should be giving us. Similarly, when Yontif is Motzei Shabbos, it's not the minig to say these Kapitluch Tehillim. Perhaps, since we don't say techinus, bakoshes, supplications on Shabbos and Yontif, we're not going to say it when Motzei Shabbos is Yontif. Masha enkim b'chol Shabbos, as opposed to an ordinary Shabbos, yuchol omro meshechashecha kodem marv. It's permitted to say these techinos once it's dark prior to marv. Finally, I'll be saying memtes b'shem chavos yor. Look back and say memtes in the name of chavos yor ir. Tetehillah mutter hamurgul bo loma bal peh. If you're familiar with the words of Tehillim, you could say it bal peh, you could say it by heart. U'matov yofa minig hazeh, and it's a very nice minig. Allah, first of all, k'dei l'lavos Shabbos shenikras kala malkasa b'shiras v'sishbuchos, that we escort the Shabbos, which is called the Shabbos Queen, we escort this kala malkasa with song. K'disa mesh, the measure says. That's one good reason to say these Tehillim at the end of Shabbos. But in addition, by saying the Tehillim, we delay Marv. And we add from the weekday to Kedusha Shabbos. In addition, it keeps everyone from talking idle chatter. After, as I found in Knesset Gedolah, in Sin Reish Lamhei, similar to what I wrote. See if Beis. Sarich lizoher milasus malocho. Motzei Shabbos, one has to be careful not to do malocho, ad sheyirau shlosha kochavim katanim, until you can see three small stars. V'lo yiyu mefuzarim, ela ritzufim. They should not be scattered, but all together. V'im huyom hamauno, and if it's a cloudy night, yatan ad sheyetzia saf milibu. You have to wait until you have absolutely no doubt. You cannot do malocha. You cannot do prohibited activities until tzeis kochavim. Mechaber says that's three small stars. Mr. Brooks explains if cotton bays. Milasos malacha. Ayin akamon simen reish tzadi tesif yud. Look later in simen reish tzadi tesif yud, where it talks about that you also can't do malacha until you did havdalah. So you need that it's no longer Shabbos, and you can't do malacha until you have some form of havdalah as well.
Does that mean some form of havdalah? Does that mean
Burkhamav, exactly. If cotton gimel ad sheyeru until the appears the three stars, but koydim l'chem before that, also it's forbidden mishum sfek yom, because we still have a doubt if it's still the day of Shabbos. Umedina sagi b'shlosh kocham beinunim. Now lahalocha, once there are three medium-sized stars, Shabbos is already over. El she'ein anabekim said the problem is we are not expert to know that. V'shemehen gedolim haniyim b'yom. Maybe these are larger stars that you can actually see when it's still daytime. That's why we require small stars. Three small stars. If you look at the Likutei Pichodesh on your day, he writes, that if there's a shine in the sky similar to daytime, Sulo Nechshav Osos Man Rak Beir Shmosh, that time frame is still twilight. Quotes this in his Chidushim in Yerodea. I ain't look there. Obeir Hagra Bili Kutov Shem Kasev, the character of Vilna Gaon there writes, Dim Nistalakrat Mimus Min Kol Kibra Sarekia Ba'osus Sa'at Shoshokachamo, if the redness in the dome of the sky has disappeared on the side where the sun sets, Ein Anu Choyzeshin B'meshem Aser, it doesn't bother us if there's still some shine. V'da'od, oh, there's no further. The Beseret Shveres Yisrael Perek Beis the Shabbos Maser Shoshokatanim Levad Shoshabeinonim. He requires 6 stars, 3 small, besides the 3 medium. V'loidati Mekar, I do not know the source for this. V'ulai the time, or perhaps the reason is, Shema Anu Toim B'davra, perhaps we're making a mistake. U'gadolim Heim, and they're really large stars. L'kachon Atzvichim Od Kocham Hagdol Mehem, so you need stars that are bigger than the ones you see. And from that you can certainly know that these are not gedolim. So if you have beinim and katanim, you know the katanim are not gedolim. Well, if you mashak kaza b'shay tshuva siman reish lamed hey b'shem mat Yehuda Birka Yosef, based on what the shay tshuva writes in the reish lamed hey in the name of mat Yehuda Birka Yosef, I should look over there. Nicha divya tferes yisrael b'pshitus, the words of tferes yisrael are very simple to understand. Ulam sha'ari achorim lo hiskiu do hazeh, but the other chorim do not mention it. The Nata Yehuda and Birka Yosef say that the Beinonim initially will look like Ketanim. Only as it gets darker do you see that they are Beinonim. And then comes out the stars that are smaller, and those are the ones you have to wait for. So when he says you have to wait for Beinonim and Ketanim, it's because originally, before it gets dark enough, the Beinonim look like they're Ketanim. And then as it gets dark, you realize, no, these are Beinonim. Perhaps, if in other location of the sky it's cloudy, and you can't see stars, one could be lenient. Nearly repeat to me, that based on what the Vilna Gaon writes, that you have to look where the sun sets and see if the redness is gone from the sky. Then the 3 stars are meaningful. It would seem that only near 3 small stars, you will not need to see the Beinim as well. If you turn the page back, Be'er Locha asks a question on this. First, Be'er Locha Ad. Cautiously, I don't understand. The Vimad, the Pasuk Machaber Le'el, B'Simen Reish Samach Aleph, Keshita Zabeinu Tam, the Shulchan Aruch already passed in Reish Samach Aleph, like a Beinu Tam. The time from sunset to the 3 stars is 4 mil, 72 minutes. And Cain, if so, im anu royin kochavim, if we see stars, v'anu yoidim shidayin l'nishlam hazmad al mil, but we know it's not 72 minutes yet. Al karchach to'osin kochavim hem gedolim. Then by definition, those stars are too big. Im Cain amaylu hisna hacha mechab, so why did the Shulchan Aruch say here, that just wait 4 mil after Shkia? He's trying to tell you when you can do Malacha. You can't do Malacha till you see 3 small stars. He should say, don't do Malacha till 4 mil elapse from sunset. And then you have to get into the whole issue. Is it a big star? Is it a medium star? Is it a little star? The Efshar Loimer, perhaps we can explain. The Sphirle, the Mechaber holds, since we see 3 stars, Talina, we can assume the mistam initial hashir, that the time of 72 minutes has elapsed. Alamanu yoidim shlo nishlam, but if we know that it's not yet 72 minutes, en achinami, you're right. The tzarech lahamtin ad sheyushav, we have to wait 72 minutes. Shuv mitzas, we save mechaz koyin. Then I found the save mechaz koyin. Dafilu abeinu tam, that even according to abeinu tam, mekev an shanu royin simen hakochavim, if you see the stars, shuv ein lahakbid al shlo nishlam hashir dalamim. We don't worry about the dalamim. Don't worry about the 72 minutes. I and some time will look for his logic over there. Finally, it would appear to me that Philip Mechazakoyin, even Kodim Mechazakoyin, Al Kaparim Nachon Shiyira Ozim Hichsefe Ayim Vishawa Tachton, Kinshu Tok Dal Milan. If it's within 72 minutes, make sure the sky is totally dark. The Gemara Muchach, the Kacham Shu'un Lismoch Aleim, Shu'laila, Hinim Davka, Acher, Shehichsefe Ayim Vishawa Tachton. Because in the Gemara it's clear the stars we're looking for are stars that you only see when the sky is no longer red but it's dark. So this is an obvious question. If you're waiting 72 minutes, wait 72 minutes. Waiting for these stars, wait for these stars. How do you reconcile it? So the first answer he gives is, well, you know, if you see the stars, mistum is 72 minutes every lapse, but that doesn't work when you know it's not 72 minutes, it's not 72 minutes. He brings mechas coin, it depends. Even Ben Tam would agree that if it doesn't take 72 minutes to see the three stars, that's good enough. And this is where you get into, it depends where you are. Maybe it depends where you are in the world, and it's going to change accordingly. Sifkatan hey, Elirit Sufim, the three stars should not be scattered, they should be together. Mishum Tosef Shabbos, and this makes Shabbos longer. Similarly, if you see three small stars, and they're not together, so you wait a little bit, at that point you could do malacha. Because the only reason we wait for Ritzuf, they should be together, is Mishum Tosefes. Because la halacha, three stars is enough. So if you wait a little bit, Hari Hosif. So we're Moisif Michal al Kodesh. Sivka and Vav, Achi Yetse, if it's cloudy, you have to make sure you have no doubt. Mashlo Zachar Shulchan Aruch Sheyamtin Hashir Dal Minin, Me'is Tchilas Hashkia. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention that a person should wait 4 mil from Shkia. From Asha Pasik Le'el, B'Simin Reish Samach Alf Sif Beis. That's what he passed on Reish Samach Alf. The Efshar Demari, don't know the Lo Gam Zman Hashkia Mishum Anu. Maybe he doesn't know what time Shkia is, because it's cloudy out. He says, no one sunset is. So man has to make sure there's no doubt. Sifkan Zayin Milibo, till his heart has no question. The Mieshlo Moira Sha'os, let's say he has a clock, Shahorach Batov, it works well. Videa Beveror, Shahaya Esmol Bezazman, Laila Alpiyadin, he knows that yesterday this time was totally night, the stars were out. Tanashal Kachavim Katanim, the three small stars. Near the Yuchal Ismachazet, it would seem that one could rely on the clock. The Chidor writes this already. If you have a properly working clock, you can rely on the clock even when it's cloudy outside and you can't see the stars. Se'ev Gimel. Mi Shahu Onus. A person who is in a difficult situation, for instance, he has to wait at the border of the Tchum in order to do a mitzvah right after Shabbos. Yochel Hispalel Shamotzi Shabbos Yochel Gamincha. We will let him Davin Mariv, Moshe Shabbos, already from the plague, Ulamala and above, will have the Miyad and make Havdalah right away. Avaloy Varech al Haner, he cannot make a bracha on Ner, because it's still daytime. Chenosim B'Sias Malacha, and he can't do Malacha, at Sias Ekechob until the stars are out. So even though we're saying one should delay Davin Mariv, Moshe Shabbos, and that's Tosef Shabbos, if a person is in a position where he cannot delay, so then we will allow him Davin Marav like any day of the week, as long as it's after the plague. He can even make Avdolah, but he cannot make a bracha on a Nair, nor can he do Malacha until it says Gachof, until the stars are out. The Mar says, V'nagin lom v'hu rachum u'barchu b'arichas noam. The minig is to say v'hu rachum and barchu with a little longer tune than normally. Again, to protract Shabbos and delay and add from the Chol to the Kodesh. If Katan Ches Mishnah Berurah, he has to go for a Dvar Mitzvah, so he wants to wait at the boundary of the Tchum. Hanashaharlech Mibesoy Mibodyom, Asav Tchum. When it's still daylight, he's going to go to the end of the Tchum. For Yosef Shom Adarav, he's going to wait and sit there until nighttime. Kadeshimiyat, Sheyechshach, Eilech Dvar Mitzvah, Hanochoslo. So immediately after Shabbos is over, when it's dark, he can go for this Mitzvah purpose that's very important. And evidently, where he's going, he will not be able to make Avdolah on a kos of wine. Sifkantes, Yachal Vechulu. So he is allowed to daven marav early. One should not do that. People wonder what's going on. In addition, he may end up doing malacha. Especially today. Today, typically, we don't look at Yehuda, we look at Rabbanim. So we'll daven mincha until nighttime. So why is daven marav earlier? He's daven marav after plague, particularly on Motzei Shabbos. That's wrong. Now, we do it on Friday. We will make an early minyan on Friday, daven marav after plague. That's because it's a mitzvah to add from week down to Shabbos. You don't find it on Masi Shabbos. Sifka and Yud will have the miyad. He'll daven marav early and he'll make avdala right away. But as far as Kriyishma goes, that will have to wait to Seskochavim. He still have to repeat Kriyishma to fill the mitzvah Kriyishma Eretz Seskochavim.